Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning at 11, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Monday. Good to have you with us. Shane Tucker is Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, last couple of weeks, we haven't had much to talk about. Unfortunately, we do have a substantial number of things to talk about today, including you had a mishap with a truck that a guy was working on. Is that right?
Yes, we did. Last week, we had an absolute tragedy. A resident in East Milton was evidently working on his truck, and I don't know the circumstances how, but evidently it fell on him and crushed him. By the time he was located, unfortunately, he was deceased. And this is just an awful reminder that folks need to exercise extreme caution when they're working underneath a vehicle.
I don't do a lot of that kind of stuff. I am always extra careful, but it's terrifying to me because, you know, things can happen. It can slip out of gear if you don't put the chocks right. I mean, all of it, you know. And man, that's a horrible thing to hear happen to somebody. Ugh. But like you say, it's a reminder to do all your safety checks and make sure you're not, you know, just kind of winging it with the way you do it. Not saying that's what happened here. I'm just saying be sure you're not. You also had an aggravated assault at the Winn-Dixie, is that right?
We did. Yesterday evening, as a matter of fact, at the Winn-Dixie in Navarre, we were dispatched after we got a complaint. Some type of disturbance had taken place. One of the employees was evidently sitting in his vehicle on his break, and he wasn't really paying attention. He was looking at his phone, I believe, and a male subject that he didn't know came up to him, reached inside the vehicle with a pair of scissors, and said something to the effect of he intended to kill him.
What?
The suspect fled the scene and later was located, and he had in his possession a pair of scissors like the victim described. So he was arrested for aggravated assault. I don't really know what the motive was, but that was certainly an odd incident.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, did he know him? Was it money? Was it just he's crazy? Do we know?
In reading the report, the gist that I got from it was there was no prior relationship to him, and there didn't seem to be a clear-cut motive. It appeared that the victim was sitting in his car minding his own business, and there had not been any type of interaction between the two prior to that.
Wow. Yeah, that's terrifying. Because, I mean, you might be just waiting for somebody or whatever, but you're in a parking lot and you just have your window down because you don't want to be running the car and using the air conditioning or whatever. And for whatever reason, my goodness, that's just not something you think you'd have to defend against. You also had another incident in Navarre, but this was on Saturday with a gun. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We got dispatched Saturday evening to a reckless driver complaint on Highway 98, if you can imagine that. The caller said that the driver of another vehicle cut them off in traffic and then pulled up beside him and pointed a gun at him. Our deputies were able to keep the complainant on the line, and they were able to direct us to the suspect. Our deputies were able to stop the suspect, and their investigation uncovered the suspect had a firearm in the vehicle that matched the description that was provided by the victims. So that suspect was arrested for aggravated assault as well.
Wow. That's a good outcome to a scary situation, especially because, you know, to keep with them, basically, to keep the police looking for them, you know, when they've got a gun, they're waving it, you know, who knows what they might do. So
right.
That's it. I mean, to me, I think people do stupid things with their guns, illegal things with their guns, and I'm glad that the person got caught, you know, in the end. But, man, that's a scary thing. You also had some kind of incident in Milton with guns back on Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. Last week, last Tuesday, around 8:30 in the evening, we got a report of a gunshot in a neighborhood in Milton. Some of the witnesses reported that a gunshot went off, and immediately following that, they saw a man running down the street, and then in very close proximity to that, heard another gunshot. We located multiple witnesses that confirmed hearing these gunshots, but as of right now, we don't have any suspect or victim information. We don't have any information that would lead us to believe anybody was actually shot or injured. So, you know, if anybody knows what happened, we certainly would encourage them to call us and let us know or maybe call Crime Stoppers. But right now, we don't really know a whole lot about what took place.
Well, we have one more I want to cover with you. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Shane Tucker. Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. We had what could have been a very scary thing turn out good with a child who got lost recently. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I like this. Let's end on a positive note.
Amen.
Friday afternoon, we got dispatched to a missing four-year-old child. It's my understanding that the child was special needs in some way and had run off from his caretaker into the woods. By the time we arrived, there had been about a 20-minute time lapse. The child had been missing. So obviously that's an incredibly tense situation for not only family but for first responders as well. So the first thing we did was get as many boots on the ground as we could, search the area, and within a very short time, the child was located unharmed and returned to the rightful guardian. So we are certainly happy with the outcome of that.
Whereabouts was this, or do you know?
I believe this was in the Pace area, Andrew, but okay. I'm not 100% positive on the address.
And what did you wind up using the bloodhounds at all, or did it just the deputies was enough?
The bloodhounds were actually dispatched, and you know when we have a situation like this, that is one of the first things that happens is we notify our bloodhound unit. The handlers and the canines in that unit are the absolute best in the world at locating people. I mean, they are phenomenal. So that's the first call we make. They had actually arrived on scene, but it was my understanding that prior to them actually deploying, the child was located.
Well, that's great news all around. And I mean, it doesn't, maybe to somebody, particularly if you don't have kids, you know, you hear 20 minutes, you're like, 20 minutes. That's three lifetimes. I mean, that's an
awful.
Enormous.
That's awful.
Especially when you just your brain just imagines all the worst things, and you know you're scared and freaked out and hyperventilating, and you know even when the police are there, you just you know man. Well, that's as I say, it's a good outcome, and we're glad to have a good news story to end on. Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, please tell your folks we appreciate what they do. We certainly appreciate the time today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great week.